The Shulchan Achur was made to leave in one place and not to move around. And the klal is v'chol kliyetz ha'os l'nachas ena makabel tumma. Like Rashi says, the kliyetz is hukash l'sak. So just like a sak is only kli because you could move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Who are then the kliyetz has to be such a kliyetz that you can move it around when it's full and when it's empty. Now the shulchan was never moved around. The shulchan was put down in one place and stayed there. So it was never moved around. The shulchan can't be makabel tumma. So what's pshat the pasuk that says the shulchan ator mashmit could become tamei? L'chor the shulchan at the kli eitz cannot become tamei. Vayta v'chaisis v'tnei atumma. This type of a kli eitz that does not move around, l'chor it makes a chatzitza. Since it itself is not makabel tumma, it can make a dividing point between the meis underneath and tumma on top. So what's the pshat? Why is the shulchan makabel tumma? Ella Malamed, the pasuk is going to teach us. Yes, there was a time when they used to pick up those shulchan. Van Yom Tovim, for the Eilu Agom, used to pick up those shulchan. For Yomim Lehem, they would tell to the whole Klai Yisrael, to the Eilu people, came to Eilu Regal. Ruchi Baschem, Lofnei Amokam. See how dear Klai Yisrael is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesiluka Kisidurei. That this nest, everybody should see it. That the same way it was put down fresh, it was taken out fresh. Shenem, the pasuk says, Losum Lechem Chaim, V'yoyim Hilok Chaim. So this was a nest that happened, and it was called a nest of Begavoi. People outside was also able to see the Shulchan. So that's why the Shulchan is also called one of these ten nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, that's considered the Begavoi happened outside, the people outside could see it. Because they used to pick it up at the house, so they should be able to see it. For the Gemara of Esulek, is it true there are no more nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash? The Yomer Rav Oishiyah, B'shoa Shebona Shloime Beis Hamikdash. At the time when Shloime Melech built the first Beis Hamikdash, he planted a type of trees there that Mamish gave off very geshmaka peris. Kozov, like expression, like Mamish golden peris. While you might see him peris same as manim, and the fruits would be ripe at the right time. And when the wind would come and blow on the peris, they would fall down. Like whenever you want the peris, there are geshmaka peris there. Shenem the pasuk says, Yirash kalvonan piriyoy. So that was the nest that happened when Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. These pears were ripe, and as soon as the wind came, it fell down. When the goyim came into the heichel, the yavesh, these trees dried up. Shenemar uferach levoinon umlol, that they're not here anymore. The yosan haKadosh Baruch Hu lachziron, but haKadosh Baruch Hu gives out tochi, Moshe Mashiach will have these trees back again. Shenemar the pasuk says, for royach tifrach v'sogel av gilas. So that this is another nest that happened here, that these pears that grew are from this tree. Have the Gemara, a nest that happens kaseid like here, once they planted these trees, they used to give off fruits kaseidum, it was a kvi that happened every single time, that we're not talking about. Shrashi, the kvi means kavuyim v'yoyimdim tomidim kaimun. A nest that was always there kaseidum, we're not talking about that nest. Mashenkin, these other nisim happen at different times, special times, those nisim we're talking about. For the Mara, Zadamara, Hashtag the Aslohi, now that you say this type of a terrace, that a nest that happens, Kaseda, we're not talking about, Oren, or Kruvim, Nami, Nisa, the Kfiya, Ninu. Not that we say it was a nest, that the Oren and the Kruvim was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it didn't take up any space in there, but that nest always happened, it was a Kfiya Sika nest. So we're not talking about a Kfiya Sika nest, it's good why we don't mention those nisim. Omar, before we learned, the Oshana Marocha, that the smoke of the Marocha is also a nest, that no matter how much wind came, the wind never blew away the Marocha. Freddy Gemara, Umi heavy Oshana Marocha, the cloud, was there smoke coming up from the Marocha, from the burning on top of the Mizbeach? Was there an smoke going up altogether? For Tanya, we learned, Chamisha Dvorim Nemru Biesha Marocha. There are five things that are said about the fire on top of the Marocha. On top of the Mizbeach, when they had the wood set up there, and the fire burning the wood, there were five things said about the smoke coming up. Revutza Kari. The smoke used to be like lying down like a lion. Shrashi Revutza Kari. Ka'acheles shenoflo min hashemayim. It was like coals came down min hashemayim. B'yimei shloimoi. Voice ala Mizbeach ad shebo menashe v'sako. Hoise doimel ari roibit. His age came down in Hashemayim from the Beis Hamikdash and Rishon, and Mamash used to just lie down there, like a lion lies down. Ubara kicham, and his mamish clear like the sun. V'yeshba mamish, and it was something you could feel also. This is all part of the nisim. Rashi v'yeshba mamish, but shalheva shaloi, and its fire there was mamish there, but it was clear like the sun. V'oicheles lachin tivashim, was a very strong fire. It could eat up, like burn up even wet things, just like it could burn up dry things. There's even wet wood, it could also burn up. V'eina mal oshin, and this marocha, this fire, did not give off any smoke. So here you see there was no smoke coming out of the marocha. So how could we say this is one of the nisim, that the smoke always went straight up and no wind ever moved around? And the Gemara, ki kamrina behedjit, we're talking about the marocha of the hedjit, the hedjit of fire, like we spoke out. There were three different marocha, three different fireplaces on top of the mizbeach. There was one marocha stam that was eish min hashemayim. That was the nest in the base of Midrash Rishon, that one marocha was always burning from Hashem's eish. There was another marocha there, that hedjit, that we used to light it. And then there was another marocha that they used that to take the coals to burn the keteris inside Lefanim. So I call upon him, which marocha didn't give off smoke? The one that was eish min hashemayim. But the other marocha that had the fire that the Kohanim used to light, that did give off smoke. And that smoke was an F, always went straight up, and no wind was ever able to move that smoke. The Tanya would learn like this. That there was a mitzvah for the Kohanim to put an eish, they should burn fire. Even though it was an F, that there was always fire on the Mizbeach from Min HaShemayim, of a mitzvah of him in a hedjit. Still, there was a mitzvah to bring fire, not the marocha made from Bnei Yodim. Our fire was also supposed to be there. So therefore, there's no stira. So the marocha of the Eish Min HaShemayim was what? Was revutze kari. It was lying down, that smoke looked like lying down a lion. For the marocha of Tanya, we learned, Omra B'chanino, Skana Kahanim, Ani Roesiyah, I saw this smoke from the marocha Min HaShemayim, or revutze kekelev, and the smoke, the marocha was only lying down like a dog. Why do you say it looks like a lying down lion? I saw it like a dog. In the Marla Kasha, Kan b'mikdash rishon, Kan b'mikdash sheni. The difference between the base of mikdash rishon and the base of mikdash sheni. Yeah. So maybe by base of mikdash rishon, base of mikdash rishon was like an ari, it was like a lion, and by the base of mikdash sheni, it looked like a kelev already. Freddy Gemara. Of the Migdash Sheni mi heavy. By the base of Migdash Sheni Bichlau was there this nest of the Eish Min HaShemayim. They didn't have any more the special fire from Min HaShemayim by the base of Migdash Sheni. The Yom Rav Shmuel Bar Ina. My Desiv, what does the Pasuk say? The Eretzaboy V'Kovdo. That's the way we read it. V'Kovdo. That Hashem will have covered from the base of Migdash. The Karin and V'Kovdo. It's written without the hay. And we read it V'Kovdo with the hay. So for the Gemara, Maishno de Mechusar, hey, how come the Ksiv, the way it's written, it's only written without the X-ray, it's written to be Kovd. Why, how come we read it to be Kovdo, and it's only written without the hey? Why is the hey missing there? So we dashins Elo Chamisha Dvorim. These are the five things. Shohoye Bein Migdash Rishon Le Migdash Sheni. There were five things difference that were missing by the base of Migdash Hasheni that they had by the base of Migdash Rishon. These are the five things that were missing in the base of Migdash Hasheni. Oron, the Oron was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. The Kapurus was also missing. Ukruvim, Eish, there was no Eish Min HaShemayim. Ushchina, they didn't have the Shchina like they had it in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Veruach HaKodesh, the Urim V'tumim was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So here it says here clearly Eish Min HaShemayim was missing by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So how could you tell me it was like a kelev there? The smoke looked like a kelev. There wasn't there altogether. Have the Gemara Amri in Miyu Heve. Ataka, the fire was there, but it didn't help them. That fire never helped them at all. So therefore, it wasn't as choshev as it was in the base of Midrash Rishon. That's why it seemed like it was missing. So Rashi says, Oren kaparos akruvin, kul yechad emilsa. Even though it mentions here seven things, you know these are all b'teres one. The Oren and the kaparos and the kruvin were not there in the base of Midrash Hasheni. Or shchina lo shor sabay, v'ruach hakodesh lo hoysa b'neviim. That means it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh then, and there was no Nevi'im. Mishnas Shtayim L'Djurish V'Yelech. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Sheish Ishois Hein. There are six different types of fires. Yesh Oicheles V'Yena Shoises. There's a fire that can eat up, but it cannot drink, cannot take liquid. V'Yesh Shoise V'Yena Oicheles. Some fire can only take liquid, and it cannot eat. V'yesh oicheles v'shoisa. There's a type of a fire that could take, like, eat solid, and it could take liquid. V'yesh oicheles lachin tiveshin. Some fire could burn up wet wood, just like it does dry wood. V'yesh eish doich eish. And some fire is doicha, pushes away eish. Rashi m'mkayma lahalin, it moves from its place. V'yesh eish oicheles eish. V'yesh eish doich eish. Is some eish, like, pushes away. And v'yesh eish oicheles eish. And some fire doesn't push away the other fire, but eats up the other fire. Now, yesh eish oicheles v'yena shoises. Shoises, what do you mean there's a fire that eats and does not drink? Hodidan, that's like our fire. Our fire, if you pour water over the fire, you put out the fire. So it means the fire can't drink water, but it can burn solid things. Shoises v'yena oicheles, what do you mean it takes water and doesn't, it can't eat solid? Techulin, trashy techulin. Minakadachas, shukesh with samul amayim, v'enachofet lechel. Techoilin, it's techoilin. A person that's sick, a person that's very sick, knows he's burning with fever, he'll drink things, but he can't eat anymore. So the fever a person has, that makes him that he likes to drink a lot, but he can't eat. That's called v'enoch, yeah, that's called the shaysa, v'enochelis, that's techoilin. Oichelis v'shaysa, what could eat and could drink? The Elio. That was the fire by Har Carmel by Elio Anovi. They said the pasuk says v'yasamayim hasher ba'to'olo lechecho, that the fire even burnt up the whole puddle full of water there. The fire burnt that up also. Oicheles lachen tiveshim, what fire could burn up wet wood just like it burns up dry wood? That's the maracha. That's on the base of Migdish and the maracha in the mizbeach. Yesh eish doich eish to gavriel. That goes on the eish of gavriel. So drashi sheyerid lahatzach hanani mishol biyazaya shetzinon esakivshem mibufnim. That even though the fire was still there, but Gavriel came down inside the fire and cooled off the fire. That we had this Gemara before. That there was a nest, but teich nes. That we had the outside became hot, and inside became cold. That was called yesh eish to doich eish. V'yesh eish eicheles eish to shechina. That's going on the shechina. The yom amar, hoishet etzpo b'neim for sofron. So by the Malachim, this goes on the Shechina that Eish Achelis, Eish eats up Eish. Hoshet Etzpoi B'neiim V'sorfen. His Moshe was afraid to put like his hand in between the Malachim because he was afraid the Malachim would eat him up. So that's called Eish Achelis Eish. Weiter. V'yoshin HaMarocha. Is that true like we learned before that the smoke coming up from the Marocha? From the Marocha made from the Eish of Basav Adam of Hedjit. That Afilu Kol Arucha Shebeulam. Ein Matiza Soy Soy. This was a nice Mimkoimoi. This is one of the ten Nisim. That no wind ever blew away the smoke. I've Amrav Yitzvah Bar Avdimi. But Moitzoy Yom Tevachar and Shochad. Moitzoy Yom Teshel Sukis. Is Akil Tzof and Loshen Marocha. Everybody used to look up and see how the smoke is going. How it's going up from the Marocha from the Mizbeach. Noit the Kalfit Tzof. And if the smoke is going towards the north side, the poor people were happy, the rich, the balabatim were sad. Because there's going to be a lot of rain this year. It's going to make the Paris right away. Means there'll be a lot of Paris there, and you won't be able to store so much, so they're going to right away. You're going to have to sell them at cheap prices. Let's say it goes towards the south side. There's not going to be so much rain. So, and they'll be able to sell the Paris at good prices. Let's say the smoke goes towards the east side. Everybody's happy. Towards the west side. That's good. It makes enough rain to everybody the way they want it. Hakol atzovim shuruach meyamiyavish. That's the west wind. That's the wind that makes everything dries up. So it won't be good for anybody. Like all part of the kashrut is here. You see
the ocean.
It's the north, the south, the west, and we just said it doesn't move. And the Gemara, the ozal v'yosi kedikle v'yavduru lehevi mivdu. It just means it would shake like a deck, like a palm tree. It would shake back and forth, but it never really moved out of its place. Just the smoke always went straight up. Just would move this way, that way, this way, but it never moved from its place. Omamar, Kalpe Mizrach HaKol Smech. We went towards the east side, everyone's happy. Kalpe Marav HaKol HaTzofim. over a minute, avakasha. Mizrochis, if you go, the wind comes from the east side, li'olam yofim. It's always good for you. Marovis, li'olam kosher. Marov side, it's always bad. So this is the stira. That here it says what? The east wind is good. The west wind is no good. And before we learned just the opposite. Because before we said it depends, look, which way the smoke goes. It says if the smoke goes, before we learned, but if the smoke goes towards the Mizrach side, now what makes it goes towards the east? It has to be the west, the wind is coming and make it go towards the west, towards the east. It's the west wind that's pulling it that way. And before we said the west wind is our Kol Samechim then. And Kalpe Mar, before we learned that the smoke goes towards the west side, that means the east wind is coming, is our Kol Atzovim. People feel bad. And here it says just the opposite, that the Marovis is Liolam Kosher. That the Mizrochis, if the east wind is always good, and the Marovis from the west wind is no good. That's the stira. And then it goes on, the Ruach Tzvain is the east wind, Yofel Chitim is good for wheat, Vishor Shehevi Yishlish grew 1/3, the Koshel Zaisim Bizman Chain Chaintin, and it's bad for olives, Bishat is blossoming, Ruach Tzvain is the east wind, Koshel Chitim Vishor Shehevi Yishlish, it's bad for wheat that grew 1/3, Vyofel Zaisim Bizman Chain Chaintin, and it's good for olives, Bishat they're blossoming. V'yomer Rav Yosef v'itema mazutra v'simnecha. What's the simin here? That shulchan is b'tzofen. Therefore, the tzofen is good for those things that go on the shulchan. Or menorah b'dorim means high marba the day. High marba the day. Each one is good for the things that go on it. Like Rashi says, high marba the day. Tzvaynis megadelis aruin l'shulchan, which is the chitim, and for the menorah, which is the oil, that's good. The dorim is good for it. But I call upon him to steer at the beginning. Is the east wind good or the west wind is good? The Gemara answers like Kasha, Holon v'holhu. It depends if we're talking about B'nai Bovel or we're talking about B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, Holon v'holhu. Mizrochis yofel Eretz Bovel. The east wind is good for the people living in Bovel. Shehi Eretz Lecha. It's a wet land. Mach mesmei mehel li'olam. Well, Eretz Yisrael kosher. Mashenken for Eretz Yisrael is very bad, the east wind. She Eretz Horim of a koyis from a heres liyavish. It dries up very, very fast. Therefore, the east wind is no good for Eretz Yisrael, but it's good for Bavel. Therefore, Holom Valhu, here we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, here we're talking about Bavel, therefore there's no stira. Hadrin Alecho Shivas Yomim.
Yehudnav Chavbeis, Perek Sheni.